Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es chul in Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that Zroi L'chaim V'keva is every behemoth, even if you shecht one. But Reishis HaGez, the first wool that you shear that goes to the Kayin, no. That's only if you do a lot. If you do a lot of behemoths, what's called a lot? Frek the Mishnah V'kama hu Merubah. What's the shear of Merubah? Now, I know the Torah says not just one sheep, because the Pasuk says, V'reishes goyz tzoincha. So the Lashon is your sheep. But how many? 2, 10, 20, how many? Beishami, Aymer. Beishami says, Shtei recheles, two sheep. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Yechaya ish eglas bokar ushtei tzoin. This is the Navi Yeshaya talking to us, and he's saying, Yechaya ish, this person will rear, he'll raise eglas bakar, a calf, ushtei tzoin, and two flock. This is the key here, because the words two flock means, this teaches us, that two sheep are called a flock. Now what did we say by Reishis HaGez? He said that the whole point is, the Torah Kedosha tells us, Reishis HaGez tzoincha, of your flock. Well, we learn from here that a flock could be two, so even shearing two sheep, say the Beshamai, means you have a chiv of Reishis HaGez. But Silam, the Basil say chamesh. No, not two. Five sheep. Less than five sheep, you don't have to give any of the wool to the Kayin. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, chamesh tzoin asuyais. Avigail brought David HaMelech 200 loaves of bread, 2 containers of wine, 5 made sheep. What does it mean, made sheep? So pashtus means ready to eat. But our Gemara darshins that it makes the Bailim do a mitzvah. It's like the sheep are saying, this is the lashon of the Batanura, kum, say mitzvah chadasha. Ah, you have a new mitzvah now because you have 5 sheep that you didn't have till now. And that's the mitzvah of Reishis HaGez. The truth is, mitzvahs make us. It makes us into new people, so now you have a new opportunity to remake yourself. That's how the Batanura explains it. It makes the Bailim do a new mitzvah. Shema Asay says Balayan. The Yemerisle, the mitzvah cries out, Kum Asay Mitzvah Chadash. It's a beautiful lashon of the Batanura. It's kedai to learn it inside. Now that I know that with 5 sheep there's a chiv of Reishis HaGez, but how much wool from each sheep is needed to make the chiv go into effect? And that's a machlokes that we're going to learn about vayter in our mission. Rabbi Doisa ben Arkina, the same Rabbi Doisa ben Arkina says, Chamesh recheilois goizazois, 5 sheep, each one where I cut off, goizes means to cut off the wool from the sheep. It's one of the lamates malachas, you may remember. But how much wool? How much wool do I need to start the chiv? Mone, mone, upras. Again, 5 sheep, each one shorn of a mona and a half of wool. That's how the Mefarshim say to touch the words over here. We have 5 sheep. And each one of the 5 sheep has to have a mona and a half, a mona and a half. Now, let's say one of the 5 sheep does not have a mona and a half of wool. So none of the sheep have a chiv of Reishis HaGez. Because for the chiv of Reishis HaGez, you have to have a set of at least 5 sheep where each one has a mona and a half of wool. Less than that is not called giza. The act of Reishis HaGez means it's a whole operation of cutting off wool. So there has to be a certain amount, a minimum amount. At least the Heilige Tanna Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas holds that way. The Chachamim say, Chamesh recheilos goizazois kol shehen. Chazal say no, 5 sheep shorn of any little amount of wool. You already have the chiv of Reishis HaGez. Any little amount? One here? No, lav dafka. Because if it's less than the value of 60 slum, there's no chiv of Reishis HaGez, says the Batanura. But Rav Doisa gives such a big shear, so Memela, the Tana says, no, much, much less. The Chum say, like much less than that. It's like even a little. But they don't mean mamish, tiny, tiny, tiny. There's some shear. Okay, let's say I take out my 5 sheep, and I cut off, and I have the 5 sheep, and each one produces enough wool. Now I'm going to give it to the Kayan. I don't have to give it to one kayin. I can give it to several kayanim. But how much do I have to give to each kayin? Could I take off a tiny, tiny drop and line up like 300 kayanim over here? The answer is no. There has to be a minimum shear. So zakt the Mishnah v'kama Nice. Then, like, how much wool do you give to each kayin? And the answer is Mishkal Chamishloim beYehuda, the weight of 5 selas in Yehuda, Shehin Eser Sloim beGalil, which is the same as 10 Sloim in Gal. Now, if I would tell you today, oh, how much? The weight of 5 quarters. So maybe you could measure how much a quarter weighs. But you have to realize that in the times of the Mishnah, the value of a coin was based on its weight. If it started getting worn down, it didn't have its weight, it didn't have its full value. So this was a very accurate way, so much more than today, to say the weight of something is measured by a sella, by a coin, was a very accurate way of measuring it. Now, in Galil, the weight of the coins were half the amount of Yehuda. Galil is the north of Eretz Yisrael, like we said. So how much do you have to give to each kayin? At least the weight of 5 sloim in Yehuda, or if you're going to measure by the sloim in Galil, 10. Weiter says the Mishnah, Melubin veloy tzoy. It has to be clean wool. If you remember, one of the Lamates Melachas is also Melavein, to clean the wool. Veloy tzoy, and not dirty wool. Now, when we touch the words, it sounds like, oh, I have to clean it before I give it to the kohen. Not true. It's not what the Mishnah means. What then does the Mishnah mean? It says beferish, clean and not dirty. What it means to say, explains about Tanura, is that you have to give the kohen a certain amount of weight. Let's say the weight of 5 sloim in Yehuda. If you don't clean it, and you'll put it on the scale and say, ah, oh, I have 5 sloim, it's not true. Because you don't have 5 sloim of wool. This is fleece when you cut off from the behemoth. It has a lot of gook and dirt inside. So a lot of the weight is not the wool. You have to clean it in order to make sure you have 5 sloim. Now, if I'm going to give the kayin even wool that's not clean, but I know that there's enough wool over here that you have 5 sloim of clean wool, that after the kayin's going to clean it, he'll have 5 sloim of clean wool, then I'm good, then I'm okay. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The 5 sloim have to be after it's melubin, and not when it's dirty. Now, where do we get the shear from? Where do we get the shear that it should be no less than 5 selas of wool? And the answer is, k'dei lasis imenu beged katan, because you have to give the kayin enough wool to be able to do something with it. We'll soon see what he has to be able to do with it, but right now let's just see the lashon of the Mishnah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, titen loi, you shall give him, sheyehei bo k'dei matana. Because the Torah says, give to him, it teaches us, has to be a gift that you could use. And Chazal understand, he has to be able to make a beged, which is one of the big day kohuna. Now, what is the smallest of the big day kohuna? Where would you need the least amount of wool? And the answer is the avne, the gartel. Now, how do I know this? Maybe beged cotton means a handkerchief. Well, handkerchief is not a beged. Maybe it means a sack. I don't know. So the Batanura explains, we learn it from the psukim, that it has to be big day shares. Because right after Reishis Hages, the Torah says, Kivoy bachar Hashem alikecha, mikol shvetecha lamed l'shares. So we learn from here, give him Reishis Hages in such a way that he'll be able to stand and do the avoida. And the smallest of the big day kahuna would be the gartel. You can make a gartel out of the weight of 5 sloim of clean tzemer. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, lehis biglitni lo, if he didn't have a chance to give any wool to the kohen, ad shetzavoy, before he colored the wool, before he dyed it, the din is potter. So he's potter from giving gracious hages. What happens is, once he colors the wool, so it's a shinui, says the Bat Tanura. And at this point, he's kind it for himself, and he no longer has to give it to the kayin. Wait a second. If you remember from Masechtas Bava Kamma, a thief who steals something, and then there's a shinui, he acquires it. Are we talking about a thief over here? And the answer is, in a way, yes. We're talking about someone who never intended to give the gracious hages to the kayin. Now, in Masechtas Bava Kamma, stam a thief, if you steal something and then you do a shinui on it, depending on a lot of different halachis, but basically speaking, what happens is you acquire the item, but you still have to pay for it. It's just so you don't have to give back the item itself. In this case, he doesn't have to pay the kohen anything. Because Chazal Darshan from the Psukim, the Torah says, as long as the wool exists in the state that you took it off the sheep, that's when you have to give it to the kohen. Once you're mishana it, then you no longer have the chiyav. What that means is, he didn't get away with anything, he lost the mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Livnai, if he cleaned it, Livnai Lashon of Lavan, white. It doesn't mean he painted it white, it means he cleans. When you clean it, it has its natural state, which is often white. but he didn't dye it, then chayiv, then he's mechuyev to give the reishis a guest to the kai. Because cleaning it doesn't change it. Coloring it changes it. I want to remind you, even though the Mishnah said before, you have to give it him clean, that didn't mean you have to give it him clean. That meant that there has to be the weight of after he cleans it, there would still be the minimum weight for the kain. But you don't have to clean it. If he does clean it, he didn't lose the mitzvah. If he dyed it, then there's no longer a chiyuv. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, lekeach geiz tzayinai shel nachri. Someone bought the wool of a nachri sheep, of someone who's not Jewish, when it was still connected to the sheep, and then he cut it off. Potter may reishis hagez. Because the mitzvah of reishis hagez is for the owner of the sheep, not for the person who owns the wool. That's learned from the fact that the pasuk says, geis tzoincha, your sheep, and this is not his sheep. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, im shira meichav, the seller left over some of the wool. He didn't sell all the wool, but let's say he kept some of the wool for himself. Hamoicher chayiv, then the seller has to give reishis hagez. So the seller will say, okay, I'll give the reishis hagez from the wool that I kept for myself. No, you have to give reishis hagez also for the wool that you sold. And that explains about tenuras, because the buyer says, listen, you have a chiyuv to give reishis hagez. The wool was cut when you still owned the sheep. Now, obviously you didn't give me something that belongs to someone else. So whatever you sold me was the part that's not reishis hagez. The part that's left has to be reishis hagez. So you give the full reishis hagez that you were supposed to. Now, loy shi'er, let's say the seller did not leave any wool for himself. Then the din is halakech, the one who buys it, chayiv, he's mechuyiv to give the reishis hagez. Because lemaisa, you bought everything. So you buyer, you realize now that you bought the reishis hagez part. What does that mean, you bought the reishis hagez part? It means that whatever you bought was for besides the reishis hagez. You knew this reishis hagez here. Here the seller is going to say to the buyer, listen, obviously I didn't sell you what belongs to the kayan. I sold you the other part. So what did the Mishnah just teach us? The Mishnah told us that if the meicher is mishayer, that means he leaves over some wool for himself, he has to give the reishis hagez for all of the wool. All of the wool. Even for the part of the wool that he sold to the buyer. And like with most rules, there are exceptions. So the Mishnah, let's say someone had two types of sheep. Shchufais or levanais. Shchufais, says about tenura, is it's not mamish white. It's, call it gray, call it maybe very off-white. Machal shchufais, he sold the wool of the gray ones, of levanais, but not the wool of the white ones. Zecharim avalei nekevas, let's say he had both male and female sheep. What did he sell? He sold the wool of the Zecharim, but not of the Nekevas. In this case, everyone is on his own. Zenoisin liatzmai vezenoisin liatzmai. The seller, the moicher, is going to give reishis hagez by himself. And the buyer, the lokeach, is going to give reishis hagez for himself. Everyone is going to give reishis hagez from his portion of the wool. Now here's the catch. White wool is better than the gray wool. The wool from the Nekevas is better than the wool from the Zecharim. It's softer, says the Batanura. Now, when the seller leaves over for himself some of the wool to give reishis hagez, so we said the assumption is he's giving reishis hagez for everything. But in this case, when he sold him a cheaper wool and he left for himself the better wool, he doesn't have to give reishis hagez from the better one that he left for himself on behalf of the Lekeach, who would only have to give a weaker wool or a schwacher wool, less expensive wool. Rather, everyone separates the reishis hagez for his chalik. Okay, quickly chazring over. Perik Yod Aleph Mishnah Beis. The shear, what's the svar? Let's go back to what we said before. When somebody sells the wool of some of his sheep, so he includes the reishis hagez portion for the sold wool. He can't sell something that's not his. But in this case, he sold the wool that's worth less, either the Zecharim wool or the not-so-white wool. And he kept the better one. So we see the way he's thinking. He's trying to keep as much of the better wool as Shaykh. So we're going to assume this person probably did not include the buyer's reishis hagez portion in the better wool. That he kept for himself. Because if he included the buyer's reishis hages portion, he would have to give that amount of the better will to the kohen. So Mastamis Kavana was, No. The buyer's portion is not included. Let him give the reishis hages. I don't want to have to give from the better will, from my better one, for his inferior one. That's probably what he's thinking over here. There are different shatim how to explain this and exactly how the technicalities work, but that's the idea that we get over here in the Mefarshim. For reishis hages, first of all, how many sheep do you have to have? You know it has to be merub, it has to be more than one. The Bishamay say, two. They learned from the Pasuk, Yechaye ish eglas bakar ushtei tzayin, so you see that even two is called sheep, a flock. The Bishil say, no, five. They learned from the Pasuk, Chamesh tzayin asuyais. Now, out of these five, how much does each one have to produce? Rabbi Daisa ben Harkina says, a mona and a half. If any one of the five produces less than that, there's no chiyuv at all. The Chachamim say, no, kol shehen. It doesn't really mean a kol shehen. There is some minimum shear. It has to be at least 60 sloim. But because Rabbi Daisa gives a very big shear, so they say, no, much, much less. How much do you have to give to the kayin? At least the weight of 5 sloim in Yehuda, that would be 10 sloim in Galul. And you have to figure out that in here you have that weight of milubin, of white. In other words, if it's still dirty, you don't have to clean it, but you have to make sure that after you would clean it, you would have this weight. Can't give less than that to a kayin, to any individual kayin. And this amount would be the amount that it would take to make the smallest of the klisharis or the big dekuna, that would be the gartel. That's learned from a pasuk, that's how it's measured. Then we learned in the Mishnah that if you didn't give it to him before you dyed it, you were already kaina it, and at this point on your putter. If you didn't give it to him before you whitewashed it, but you didn't dye it yet, then you are still chayev. We learned that if someone purchases wool that is still connected to a sheep from an Eved Kechavim, from someone who is not Jewish, and he shares it off on his own, he is patur mireishis hages. And that's because from the lashon of reishis geis tzoincha, we learn out that the chiyuv of reishis hages is on the owner of the sheep, not on the owner of the wool. So if this Yisrael purchased wool of this amount, of 5 sheep that are shayach to the Eved Kechavim, even if when he was kind and it was still connected and he shared it off, he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of reishis hages. Now, when Yisraelim sell it to each other, so here's a halacha, if someone purchases geis tzoyne of his friend, and the meicher left over something, the meicher has to give reishis hages on everything, even on the part that he sold. But if he didn't leave anything, then the buyer is mechuyev. If there were two types of wool, over here two types of sheep, let's say, one that wasn't as white, grayish, one that was white, which is better, and he sold him the shvacha one, but not the better one. Or he sold him the Sechorim, but not the Nekevus. Wool from Sechorim isn't as soft. So each one gives on his own.